Essay 75, Development of a New System of Education and Science. In the past decade, a new system of education in science has been developed based on the websites used to publish and develop the ECE theory. These websites have reached an accurately measured 500 to 1,000 million readers since 2002, and nearly all the universities, institutes and similar in the world. The main website is AIAS.us, which is archived on the Wayback Machine and at the National Library of Wales and British Library, and upitech.org and et3m.net. A whole new system of physics has been developed based on a geometry due to Cartan, and this system is described mainly in 343 UFT papers in English and over 200 in Spanish on the various websites, covering all aspects of physics, chemistry, engineering and mathematics. This system has refuted essentially all of the dubious parts of standard physics. This is a system of free thought which has been developed in Wales with a lot of help from some of the best theoretical physicists in the world, so it has been an international team effort. It has shaken itself free of the artificial constraints of the university system in Wales, a system in which in my experience was run by outsiders and outside ideas, and in which people were appointed arbitrarily. The ECE theory is original thought, not received opinion. I was originally educated within the university system in Wales, but I have developed a thought and education system of my own, which has been stunningly successful worldwide. I myself have been very surprised at the tremendous interest. The old system was censorious of new ideas, but censorship of thought never works. I have been much more successful in bringing my ideas to the world than if I were working inside the university system. The latter has a lot of well-known weaknesses described in Essay 64. It consisted of people who were sometimes well-meaning and fairly good teachers, but who had been appointed without any open competition. I should have been awarded tenure many times over at Aberystwyth, and this was openly acknowledged at the time. People just shrugged their shoulders and said they couldn't do anything about it. However, tenure was not awarded fairly, and this system was riddled with some terrible animosities, well known in the academic world. Such a system is in conflict with freedom of thought and serves Wales so badly that the nation is in danger of losing its language, culture and very identity. In great contrast, I have always been very successful in the international arena, winning a world record number of open competition fellowships of various kinds, a most prolific physicist and chemist in history, and the youngest DSc under modern rules. This was not good enough for the University of Wales. My career culminated in the award of a civilist pension in 2005, directly from Head of State, Queen Elizabeth, a rarely awarded national and international high honour, partly in recognition of ECE theory, but in recognition of the totality of my work, which is on www.aiasus. The pension is granted by the Head of State from the civil list on recommendation of the Prime Minister, who is also First Lord of the Treasury, and I was nominated by the Royal Society of Chemistry and Royal Society after international refereeing by distinguished colleagues of the standing of full professor. All these were from outside Great Britain. There were Professor Alwyn van der Merwe, the late Professor John B. Hart, and Professor Bo Leonard of the Royal Swedish Academy. The list of new pensioners drawn up by the Prime Minister and Monarch is put before Parliament, and very few nominations for a civilist pension are successful. A civilist pension is a national, a high honour and life appointment. It is never decreased or removed because it is a token of gratitude of the monarch and nation for services to, for example, science of the highest calibre. It was defined in an Act of 1837. No civilist pensioner has ever been removed, and any attempt to suggest the removal of a high honour is a kind of treason against the head of state. No high honour can be removed on the grounds of difference of opinion. That is a violation of the laws of human rights. It is not very much in monetary terms, being an honorarium. Certainly not enough to live on, but it is high national honour, akin to Order of Merit or Companion of Honour. Mine started at £1,400 a year and has been incremented three times to £2,400 a year. The academic system at Aberystwyth is implicitly criticised heavily by this award for failure to support my scholarship and various other abuses. It still fails to support my scholarship, indicating a subjective bias and a complete inability to judge merit. The academic system has read my work by the hundreds of millions since 2002. So there's nothing much wrong with my work, and it is accepted academically by almost everyone. There was and is a lot wrong with the colonial attitudes of the University of Wales, which has recently disintegrated into sections of low international standing, and which has recently been heavily criticised for well-known corruption, selling courses and so on. This is a very sad degeneration and nothing to do with the original intention at the nationalised vote of 1893. In 2008 I was raised to the gentry and awarded a coat of arms in recognition of services both to science and voluntary services to the community and education. The gentry is roughly defined as the untitled nobility of Wales and England by the College of Arms in London. Scotland has its own system. Again, Aberystwyth failed to recognise this further honour. In the past, I have been told mindless things at Aberystwyth, that I would never get a job there because I was too truthful. So it is a ghastly failure in many ways. Only the most boorish of fools would say that a scholar can be too truthful. The ECE theory has made such a massive impact because of the astounding revolution in knowledge and communication brought about in the past decade by the internet, websites and open access publishing. The official physics is dead in the water. None of its ideas remain intact. to any real scholar of integrity. Papers such as UFT 225 reveal astounding errors in its basics, and the official physics cover these up to absolutely no purpose. Finally, in 2012, I was included in Burke's Peerage and Gentry, which records the names of the peers and gentry. I was included both on individual merit and descent from the Princes of Wales, notably Bleddyn ap Meinarch, Tywysog Brycheiniog, Prince of Brycheiniog, and Tewdwr Mawr ap Cadell, Brenin Deau Cymru, the King of the Southern Regions of Wales, who was the ancestor of Henry VII Tudor. This descent was discovered only recently with meticulous and accurate genealogical research. All of us in Wales are probably related if we go back far enough, and probably all descended from the princes, but very few of us can prove it. The ECE theory is a societal phenomenon the likes of which have never been seen before. It is heavy theoretical physics and mathematics, yet read by billions, as if it was Bob Dylan. I think that its success is based on meticulous scholarship, the likes of which rarely found at university because of peer pressure. The truth is that university staff, postdoctorals, and so on, tend to spend their time on committees from a very early stage. It takes continuous, dedicated, long hours of meticulous scholarship over many years to make real advances in physics. A civilist pensioner has no formal duties and need not do anything at all, but in my case I have produced my best work since earning the pension in 2005. I've also found the best way of teaching. University teaching is not nearly so effective.